This podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University. And so I welcome you to the world of window dreams, where you get to know the unknown. My name is DJ Spiral, and in this podcast, you'll get to learn about the strange and unusual things in our world. Welcome back to Window Dreams, and in this episode today, episode 7, we are going to be talking about psychedelics. And I'm interviewing two people. They want to keep their identities a secret, so I'm going to use A for one of them and B for another one. So, B, how was your first experience with psychedelics, and how did it like feel, or like just tell us a little bit about it?
So my first experience with psychedelics was, I want to say, 3-4 years ago. I was with a couple friends, and they had some mushroom chocolate. And they asked me if I wanted to have any with them, and I had been meaning to give it a try, though it was kind of daunting to, like, give that a try. But I said screw it and decided to try it a little bit. I was in a safe space. I was with my friends, so I decided, like, you know, now's as good a time as any. And I started off with, like, just a little bit, but then my friends had, like, a whole bunch of it. So we all had, like, I think the dosage for each bar is about an eighth for the entire bar. So we all had, like, I want to say a third of a bar. And then we all, by the end, before we even start.
How do you measure, like, an eighth? How much of, like, is that for, like, people that don't know?
Yeah, so an eighth of shrooms, I want to say, is about 3.5 grams. For me, just based off my first time, that was about what I took by the end of the... Before we even started tripping, like, we all pretty much had our own full bar, just because we just kept opening. We're like, they had tried it before, so I trusted them. They're like, no, let's just, like, do a little bit more. You know, it's your first time, so we want it to be fun. Like, it won't be, like, too crazy intense. So that's my... I want to say, like, that's where I know, like, I'm at a good level at, is, like, off of an eighth. So, what happened was we all had about an eighth. We were hanging out in our dorm room, and then we started walking around campus, like, once they started kicking in. Before that, we were all just chilling, like, playing video games in our dorm room and stuff. And then once we felt them start to kick in, my friends were like, hey, let's go on a walk around campus. And I do not recommend that, simply for the fact, like, especially if it's your first time, like, you don't know how it's going to be, like, you can get really anxious on the come up. But, again, I trusted them, and it wasn't a bad experience by any means. It was a lot of fun. It was late at night. There wasn't a lot of people walking around campus. It was a small school. So, we're walking around. We go up to this hill that's on campus, like a little bit away from the rest of campus, and we sit under this tree, and that's when it really started to kick in. And I remember we were all sitting there, and then we're just talking and stuff, just like having a laugh. And then I looked up, like, to the tree we were sitting under, and it was really funny because I'd always seen, like, you know, the stereotypical, like, person on psychedelics, like, whoa, like, look at this. This is crazy. And, like, they're always saying something that you're, like, just kind of, like, laughing at them about. But I looked up to the tree, and through, like, the dark blue sky, or not through the dark blue sky, but looking up at the tree, you see the dark blue sky, you see the silhouette of the branches. And I remember looking at the branches and just saying, like, I just turned to my friend. I didn't even turn to my friends. I just kept looking. I was like, guys, if you think about it, the branches of the tree are pretty much the same thing as the roots. And the tree, like, what's underground is just mirrored of the tree above ground. And at first I was like, that was so stupid. Why did I say that? But then they also looked up and they were just like, whoa. And it was just really funny. But yeah, and then after that, we were walking off for a little bit. We went to another one of my friend's dorms, talked to him for a little bit, went back to my dorm. We watched some, are you familiar with the Adult Swim, like, Off the Air series? So we went back, we just started watching some Off the Air, like, videos. It was really cool. It was my first time watching them. Like, I had watched them, like, in high school with one of these friends. And it was my first time watching them, like, actually on anything. It was really cool. And then we had gone to, back to the room. I already said that. We're back in the room, we're watching the videos, and then they're like, okay, we're going to go back to our room. And my girlfriend at the time came back. And she, like, came and she had done psychedelics before with her friends. So she came back and she decided to trip sit me. And my, like, my best friend at the time was also my roommate. And I knew how he was going to be acting, like, when he knew that I was tripping. So I told her, like, just make sure you keep me grounded and stuff like that. And he comes up to me. And he's like, so I'm like just laying in bed, just laying on her lap and stuff, just like chilling, just like listening to music. And then he comes up to me and he takes like this like stuffed animal, puts it on my face, like, oh, dude, it's gonna get you. It's gonna get you. And I was a lot more grounded than I thought I was gonna be, so it didn't get to me at all. But then he like just kept going and going. And again, like I was still grounded, but I was like laughing like hysterically because I thought it was hilarious. And then my girlfriend at the time had said she was going to keep me grounded. Then she comes up to me, too, and starts doing, like, she's like, okay, stop, bro, blah, blah, blah. And he keeps doing it. I'm laughing. And then she starts going along with it. And then, yeah, and she was like, oh, it's going to get you. And then I remember just being like, you betrayed me. How could you do that? Like, but I was obviously just messing with them. Or I thought it was obvious. But then they're both going with it, and I start laughing, and, like, you get, a lot of people, like, get uncontrollable tears when it's going on, like, when they're tripping, and that's what was going on with me, and, but I wasn't, like, scared or anything, I was just laughing, but I was, like, laughing, I started covering my eyes, like, just because of how hysterically I was laughing, and they thought I was, like, bawling my eyes out because of how horrified I was, so then she was, like, okay, stop, like, leave him alone, and then, like, she, like, told him to, like, go back to his part of the room, and then, like, just started trying to comfort me. I was like, what did you guys saw? That was hilarious. And they were like, dude, you were bugging out. I was like, I'm fine. And then, rest of the night was pretty chill. We were just laying there. And then I remember asking her, like, how long does this usually last? Like, because I'm like, I'm still, like, up there a little bit. And then she goes, oh, you honestly should be, like, you should be just about over. Like, you should be coming out right now. And as soon as she said that, I just snapped out of it. I was like, oh. And I was completely, like, back to normal, and I was like, oh, wow. And then she's like, how was it? I was like, that was insane. Like, that was awesome. And I knew I was going to try again later. Just, like, I'd heard, like, it's best to, like, space it out. So that's what I had tended to do. I don't remember the last time I did any, but that's just my first time. Like, that was a lot of fun.
Contestant number A, how was your first time? Or just give us the same kind of like story spill of how it was for you, your first time.
So my first time, I'm going to have to like run it back at and try to remember as I go. But I want to say it was probably my senior year of high school. And all the people I was hanging out with at the time, like, had always, like, had at least done some form of psychedelic, and, like, or, like, hallucinogen, because it's the same thing, like, that's all a psychedelic is a hallucinogen. But, yeah, all my friends had at least tried something, and, me and a handful of my friends were gonna go and just, like, kind of do, like, a little band sesh, because we were just, like, messing around with music at the time. like punk music specifically, but I didn't like doing that. That wasn't like really that fun to me, just because I don't really like punk music, but I like rock music, so it was like it was cool. But before we had all met up, like someone had texted in the group chat that they were going to be picking just shrooms up. That's all it was. It wasn't chocolate. It was just shrooms. And I can't remember how much it was. It might have been like, I want to say 2/8, just because there was a lot of us. Like, there was a handful of us. There wasn't too many, but like, there had to have been at least 6 of us. And so that night we were just making music and stuff, and then we took them, and then we were just still making music and everything, and it was fine. Like, I didn't think anything too much of it. Like, I took the same amount as everyone else, but I don't know, it didn't really go too far for me, at least, away from feeling high. Like, it was definitely different, but it wasn't like, and I think it is just because, like, I was taking it in, like, that controlled of a setting, maybe. Like, it's not that controlled of a setting, but no one was like, yeah, let's just give A, like, as much as possible the first time he has it, you know what I mean? So, I was chilling. It was a fun time. You know, it helped being in a decent-sized group, I'm sure. Like, it was, we only had, like, pretty uplifting conversations. We, like, in one of the songs where, like, we made, you can actually hear in the beginning, like, us, like, giggling, and, like, one of my friends is, like, the bass stops, and then, like, everybody's just laughing, and one of my friends is, like, yeah, I'm tripping, and then the other one is like, yeah, I was gonna say, I'm tripping, you're tripping too, and then it just, like, the music just starts, and it's so funny. It's just a good memory too, like, but then, yeah, the day after, I was chill, because I went to sleep on them. Like, I still felt something when I went to sleep. I wasn't, like, geeking or tripping or anything, but, like, you know, felt like I was still high at least. And then next day was a beautiful day. Like, I don't know, it was just an amazing day. My ego went up so much. it was just a good day. And yeah, and I didn't try him again till a while after that, but I knew I was gonna do them again. But I still don't do them. Like, every time I do them, there's like at least a couple weeks in between, and even then, like, those times when there is only a couple weeks in between doesn't happen very often. So yeah, I'm pretty like low key with that stuff. But besides, like, shrooms, I did acid, that was fun, and ecstasy, which was also fun. You just gotta be careful with those as well, because it's just, like, it depends on where you're getting from, and, like, you know, you can't, like, trust everybody nowadays, like, especially with, like, fentanyl being in everything. Like, it's very scary, and, like, that's something I wish, like, I paid more attention to looking back on it now, because it definitely was, like, stupid. But I didn't think too much of it, because I still wasn't doing it consistently. I had just tried them. So, like, I wasn't really thinking too much of it. That's why I know I wasn't thinking too much of it at the time. But, yeah, they were all fun. I'm still fine.
So with all the different psychedelics that are out there, like saying, like, ecstasy, whoa, LSD and shrooms, what would you say is the one that is the more safest, like, the safest way to go, and say, like, I don't know, just the better one, the better pick out of the three.
Okay, yeah. So my opinion, B, would definitely be mushrooms, for the simple fact that no matter where it's coming from, it's usually just grown. Same thing as like marijuana, though anything can really get laced one way or the other. With mushrooms becoming more accepted, especially in California, and the decriminalization of it, it's a lot easier to find like safer, like even like brands of mushrooms. Like you can almost find it like at a lot of dispensaries. Whereas with things like ecstasy and stuff like that, those are super easy to, like, those are so commonly laced. Like, you go to raves, like, you got to be careful. That's why there's so much Narcan and stuff at raves, just because of, like, how much ecstasy and Molly gets popped there. It's just really dangerous, especially with how prominent fentanyl is. Like, nowadays, you just really got to be careful. As with mushrooms, I don't want to say you don't have to worry about it, but it's definitely not as much of a concern as it is with, like, something that's pressed, like ecstasy. So, I would definitely say mushrooms is, like, the safest bet. But, again, you can never be too careful. Like, if you are going to try anything like that, definitely check it, you know.
So, A, what is your thoughts? Which one do you think is better?
Same exact thing. Like, shrooms are the best because they're natural, like, no matter what, they're just coming from soil, and, you know, that's good. But ecstasy, lab, like, produced, like, you don't want to be taking that, really. Like, yeah, they're fun, but again, what B said, like, you gotta be testing everything, you know. And that's the only thing you can really do to make sure, like, every time you're not getting, like, sold some, like, stepped on product. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you just gotta be careful with shit like that.
Is it true that, like, you really, like, see random things and just, like, say, like, a unicorn would pop up in the middle of the room if you're taking, like, shrooms or acid? Is that true to, like, the people that have done it?
Okay, for me, A, like, I feel like the only way you're seeing stuff like that is if you already, like, have mental problems, to be honest. Like, no disrespect. But it's just, like, that, I don't know, that never happened for me any of the times. Like, stuff might move weird, but it's nothing that's not actually there. You know what I mean? And again, that could just be because, like, I know I'm good mentally, so I don't know. I don't really, when I am taking anything, I'm never in a bad, like, I'm not upset. I'm never in, like, any sort of bad state of mind, just because I know that is, like, the most common way for, like, seeing bad stuff specifically, you know what I mean? Like, scary stuff, or, like, feeling something scary, like, to happen. So, I usually just, like, make sure I'm in a good state of mind, and, you know, then I know I'm fine. Like, and it's also another thing, too, like, every time after, like, people, like, green out or something like that, right? It's, like, they're always, sometimes they're like, oh, dude, like, I swear, I thought I was gonna die, and it's like, it's like after they look back on it, and then they're like, oh, I was super over-exaggerating, and then it's like, as long as you just remember that every time, like, you're fine, like, because that's all I do now, and anytime I do anything, and I start to get any ill feeling or anything like that, I'm just like, I'm fine. Like, this can't do anything bad to me. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
B, what are your thoughts?
So, personally, I've never seen anything, like, too crazy. The visuals that I have gotten have been more or less pretty much entirely related to anything that I was looking at. So if you're looking at, say, a brick wall, the lines in the brick wall may start to warp a little bit. Or if you're looking at somebody, like, their face may start, like, moving weird. And highly advise against it. But if for any reason, like, you look in the mirror, you may be looking at yourself. I remember one time I looked in the mirror, literally just because my friends had told me not to. But, like, sometimes you, like, smile uncontrollably and you don't even realize it. I was looking in the mirror, I started smiling, and I kind of just, like, was looking. I was like, that's weird. Why is my reflection smiling? And then I kind of just started staring at my reflection and was, like, trying to see if it, like, was actually me. But I didn't, like, spiral out of it or anything like that. Or, like, I'll, like, look at my hair and, like, my hair will be looking all crazy and stuff. Or if I'm looking at something on the TV, or if you are looking at anything that is, like, kind of meant for visuals, like those off-the-air things that Adult Swim puts out. Anything that's, like, meant to be a visual, like, you'll see, like, crazy. It'll look crazier when you're on it. But, yeah, personally, I've never had anything crazy to where I completely hallucinate. Like, see, like, like you had said, like, a unicorn pop up in the room or anything like that. Or anything scary. But I do think that is also because I've been in a relatively stable mindset whenever I do go into a trip, which is definitely key. Like, you do want to make sure you're in a good headspace, because I do know, like, the few times I had even, like, microdosed while in a negative headspace, you kind of get stuck in your head and you start spiraling. Sorry, I'm, like, kind of veering off topic. But definitely, like, make sure you are in a good headspace, because you can start, like, I know there's been multiple times where, like, I haven't been in the best headspace due to, like, the stress with school and things like that, that I've been, like, contemplating my entire life, wondering if I've, like, taken the right path. And of course, like, when I come down, I'm like, okay, I was just overthinking, like, everything's fine. But in the moment, like, you can really start to hyperfixate on certain aspects of your life, certain stressors in your life, and things like that. So definitely make sure you're in a good headspace. And yeah, but of course, like, higher dosages than what I've taken. Like, I haven't taken anything crazy. Like, I've never been on, like, a hippie trip or anything like that. So I can't say for certain that you won't see, like, just random hallucinations or, like, things pop up and stuff like that. But in my experience, in, like, normal, like, just taking an eighth and tripping off that, I personally have not experienced anything like that.
Well, I think I'm going to end this episode off here. And thanks for these two guests here.
Bye. Thank you for having me. It was a good conversation. I really enjoyed talking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It was a really fun conversation.
Okay, well, that's the last episode of Window Dreams. And I don't know if there'll be another one. So, see you guys later.